a mechanech that came to Rav Shlomo Zalman, and his name was Avraham Aharon, and he said to Rav Shlomo Zalman, told him, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, told him, go and be mefarsem this story that I'm about to tell you, publicize it amongst all the mechanchim, anna pirsem sipur zeh lemanyed u mechanche adur, that the entire Jewish educators should know, derech chinuch yehudit amitit mahi, proper Jewish education, what exactly it is. Says there was a mechanech in yeshiva, and this individual was trying his utmost to be able to educate the talmidim that he has in his classroom, and mamash he would prepare and would give over major lessons in Gemara. And then he says that imagine they were on the two corners of the classroom, there were two talmidim sitting, and they were not paying attention. They would look at the teacher, at the same time the Rebbe, but at the same time they were playing some kind of a game on the floor. So after a while, he notices that everybody is Baruch Hashem focused, and all the talmidim are listening, and except these two individuals, that somehow their focus is not here, they are not paying attention, they are just looking, but in reality, he went close and he saw that they are playing some kind of a game with each other. So mamash, in the middle of the shiur, he sits down and he doesn't say anything. All of a sudden they see after a while that mamash is totally different. He is looking differently and he walks out of the classroom setting. For the duration of a few minutes, he's completely outside, and imagine 3 minutes, 5 minutes, the shiur is without the Rebbe, doesn't continue to give the lecture, give the shiur, walks out. And eventually comes back home, back into the classroom, and continues teaching as if nothing is happening. So these two talmidim realize that something is going to happen to them. They don't know what, but something is going to happen drastically. So everybody at the time that the shiur is over, everybody is invited out, except these two talmidim. The Rebbe asks them to stay, and he wants to talk to them. So when they are keshenotru levadam yereim umefuchadim, they were completely scared what exactly is going to be. So the melamed, being that these two talmidim are all alone with him in the classroom setting, he says, when I prepare and when I give over the shiur, and I saw that all the talmidim in the classroom, all of them are paying attention, the only ones that are not are you two. Lechatchila shakalti la'akotchem u'la'anishchem. I was thinking to myself to come up with some kind of a punishment. Perhaps afilu hitting. Times that this was not considered to be child abuse. Balema'aseh, nowadays as we know it is prohibited, balema'aseh, there was a time I was allowed. So the question is, I was questioning myself, what would be the right approach to be able to stop it once and for all? Punishment. So man leman yishmu ve'yirau, that you should be afraid from now on to do any sort of this type of business in the middle of classroom setting. You come and play games. Says, however, I came up with a cheshbon, that what would be in the long run the proper way to be able to educate you two. He says, you deserve certain type of a discipline, but you yourself should decide what exactly is going to be. I was able to calm myself after 5 minutes. I came back and continued the shiur as if nothing is happening. You tell me yourself what exactly is going to be. What do you believe that you deserve? So the Talmidim, they looked at each other, and they told the Rebbe as follows. Do us a favor, we accept that we did something wrong. Ten lanu setira, give us a patch on the face. So the Rebbe that has come at this moment, he gave them, he put his hand, mamash, very, very softly and gently on their face, instead of mamash hitting them, nothing doing, was just placing his hand, his palm on their face. He says, and before it, he said like this, Hineni mukhanu mezuman, I am preparing myself lekayem mitzvat chinuch, to fulfill the mitzvah, the right of educating the next generation. So this is what he did. And he said, Rav Shlomo Zalman continues to this individual who came to him, Avram Aharon. He says, being that you are ish chinuch, go and be mefarsem, publicize this story, that this type of education, without hitting, without anger, says instead of satira, it was letifa, nishara chakuka belechayayim shel hayeladim, on their face, on their jaw, this type of touch stayed leorech zman rav, for a long, long time. And this is the proper way of educating. Not hitting. Person should not use. Especially when a person at the time of anger, he is only calming his own anger, his own rage. He's not doing it for educational purposes at all whatsoever. And a person at all times is supposed to look for ways to be able to encourage. Idud hatalmidim. Let me just add the one nekuda that Harav Shlomo Zalman brings himself. He says that whenever a talmid before the shiur would ask him a question, and he would see that mamash is a nice question. In the middle of the shiur, he would mention that such a question was asked by such an individual, such a talmid. He would mention his name in order to be me'odet him, in order to encourage him to come up with more questions, and more learning should be done by this talmid. So the proper Jewish education and upbringing has to be, by all of us, encouragement, especially in our hard times. All what they need is patting them on the back, encouraging them, and Bez Hashem, giving them ambition to continue further and further, rather than the way of punishment.